Good morning and welcome to day 8 of the Being Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott, and I thank you for joining us this far along the challenge, the journey that we've embarked on together of the Being Challenge. Here's the book that we've been reading together, and hopefully you've had a chance to catch up on all the videos through today. Today also happens to be my mother's birthday, so happy birthday, Mom. Love you. Today's focus or topic is community influences you. And Pastor Zach quotes some statistics in his reflection today. He says that the average American moves 11.4 times in their life. 11.4 times. So when I read that, I started adding it up, how many times I've moved. And just so you know, I'm above average. I have moved 17 times in my life, and I don't know how many more moves I might have in me. I hope not many, if any. But I had moved, I'd moved 5 times by the time I was 21. So I was almost halfway through the total moves of the average, 5 times by the time I was 21, but only one of those times was we'd actually lived outside of Sacramento County before I was born. All the rest of them were here in Sacramento County where the church is. And then over the course of 15 years, a couple of days ago, I mentioned that we lived in 4 different states, 3 different time zones. And each of those moves, you know, was a challenge. You're moving into new communities and finding meeting new neighbors and developing new friendships and relationships. Pastor Zach holds up the reality that those groups we find ourselves in influence us. And that each time we enter into a group, we make decisions about what of ourselves we share and what we take from the group. And says that a lot of times we're defined by the groups we hang out in. He goes on to say that it's difficult to keep up with the Joneses, and he doesn't know the half of it. Try being a Jones and trying to keep up with yourself. I think the challenge, as he even points out, is that quite often the things that we see in other people, the things that we judge in other people, are the areas of where we have vulnerabilities or insecurities ourselves. And so we pick at those things in other people and maybe tear them down a little bit, or we adopt what we like in another person. And that may be good and it may be bad. And I think we have to be careful to see and recognize the influence a community does have on us. I remember when we were growing up, you know, being told a lot that, you know, the people we hang out with is how people will perceive us. And no doubt, then pretty soon our behavior begins to match the behavior of the people that we are hanging out with, whether it's seeing them do something that may be just a little bit wrong, and then we begin to do that thing that we at first perceive as being a little bit wrong, and later we don't see it as being wrong at all because we've gotten so used to doing it. Pastor Zach points out, or finally then concludes his reflection with the story of the paralyzed man, the paralytic whose friends dig a hole in the roof of a house where Jesus was teaching because they wanted to bring their friend to Jesus that he might be healed, that he might be made whole. And this man's friends, his community, wanted him to be made whole. And so they went to great efforts to get Jesus, to get him to Jesus. And Jesus did indeed heal this man. To what efforts would you go to help the people in your community? How much would be too much for them to ask? What would you be willing to do? What wouldn't you be willing to do? And maybe ponder the question today, what kind of help would you be willing to ask somebody else for? If they're really your friend, maybe there isn't anything that's too much to ask them to do. Living in community, being in community means being vulnerable one to another. And then also being honest about how you're being impacted and influenced by each other. So I encourage you to reflect on that as you think about the communities that you're in this week and how they're impacting you, not just your reputation, but I would say your behavior and the things that you have come to accept or to believe in. It's been good spending a part of today with you, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 9 of the Being Challenge. Take care.